French Born in Blood and Faith.com. It's St. Patrick's Day 2024. I was reading an article about the U.S. ambassador to Hungary in Budapest. And he is publicly lambasting the Hungarian government and threatening them in some way and telling them that that government is not, that it's undemocratic and it's unhelpful, and that it will, the U.S. government or this ambassador will do whatever he needs to do to force them into compliance, essentially threatening this country. And this is less my commentary on U.S. foreign policy and more on my commentary on what the United States government thinks about you and I. If a U.S. ambassador can walk into a foreign sovereign nation, it's a member of NATO, it's not our enemy, never has been our enemy, and he can lecture that nation and speak down to the government of Hungary, speak down to the people of Hungary who elected the government, get on his moral high horse and tell that government that they're not really Democrats, it's not really a democratic country, which is what he did. How do you think they think about you? How do you think they think about you and I? If a U.S. ambassador can walk into a foreign country and lecture them and tell them they're not really a democracy and therefore they're not really legitimate, what do you think their attitude towards you and I are? And the answer is, it's exactly the same thing. Government bureaucrat, I don't care if he's got a title of ambassador or not, could go in there and simply harass a country because they're not quote-unquote democratic. It doesn't define what democracy is. Threaten them, even though Hungary's a wonderful country. I'm sure the U.S. ambassador to China is not talking to China that way. Hungary, a Christian country. They feel the same way about you and I. And essentially, we are going to have to dig down a lot deeper into deciding who you and I are and who we want to associate with. It's not good enough for me to have these bureaucrats tell me I'm not worthy of working for the United States government, even though that my father was in the Navy and my mother was in the Foreign Service. Won't speak about what my children do. If not, I'm not allowed to participate. And if their attitude towards us is any reflection of how they speak to foreign governments, we're in worse than trouble. And it's up to us to stand up and object. It's up to us to stand up and say, you know what, go to hell. We're not going to submit. That's not our duty. It's not our job to submit to you. If somebody's concerned about democracy, I want them to stand up and say, you know what, you have the right to have an opinion and to speak it publicly, even if that opinion doesn't jive with your own government. The United States government is not doing that. In fact, they're doing the exact opposite. If you have ideas that they don't like, they will do everything they can to suppress that idea. The United States government essentially is against the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. I don't know. At a certain point, you just have to say, you know what? Our senior ambassadors, our senior bureaucrats, our law enforcement officers, even many of our Congress people, are fundamentally against the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. They're for your free speech as long as you're promoting sodomy and trannies. But God forbid you speak about what the Holy Scriptures say. That's the condition it is in the United States today. If you want to talk about democracy, how about standing up for the Second Amendment? The right to not only to keep arms, but to bear them openly and publicly. That's a constitutional right. But they don't talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. They don't define democracy, yet they're the champions of democracy. When they say democracy, they mean essentially the dictatorship of the proletariat. And they're the dictatorship. The dictatorship of the democracy. And they're the dictatorship. They will tell you what democracy means. They will tell you what it means. And if you disagree with them, it's hate speech, it's misinformation, and it's fake news. We need to rebel. And how do I rebel? How does Fritz rebel? I open up my mouth, I call him out, I speak, I say the forbidden things. That's where it's got to start. One of the big problems that we have is, even though many people are ready to rebel in more active ways, who are we? Who are we? We know what we don't like, but what do we like and who are we? That's part of what I'm building towards. A white and a Christian nation. A European and a Christian culture. Explicitly so, unapologetically so. Not multicultural. Not inclusive. Because it turns out this multicultural inclusive stuff means white Christians are evil. That's what it means for them. It's being driven by the Jews who are anti-Christ and anti-white. According to their own literature, their own rabbis, their own speakers, they are. Their own senators like Schumer. Their own congressmen like little Jamie Raskin, who signed a letter demanding that I be terminated from my employer. Republicans aren't any better, most of them. So it's not just figuring out what's wrong, but who are we? And can we build together with a common vision? I'm not willing to live in a country where the common vision is white Christians and white rural people are literally the enemy of the system. I don't want to live in that system. We'll form a new country. No, really, we'll form a new country. I want a country in which the white race and the Christian faith are exalted. And I don't care what you call it. I don't care what the Jews call it. I don't care all your little dirty names. That's who I am. I'm not going to apologize for that. So that's fine. If we're the problem, we'll go build our own country. And you can do whatever you want to do.